Track 9. A very small coal seam.
At marker stone 6, we will show you fossilised tree roots and the Moreton Banks coal seam. Marker stone 6 shows the dimpling caused by fossilised tree roots. Walk from the marker stone across the grass for a few metres towards the east, where you can see some exposed rock. Be careful if you walk onto the sandstone bed, as it is slippery. This exposure shows a thick bed of Dubbler stone sandstone dipping at 24 degrees to the south. The surface, which is a bedding plane, is covered with fossils of tree roots. The sandstone is made of sand composed of fine to medium-sized quartz grains with a few pink grains of feldspar deposited in a river.
The sandstone bed is overlain by a thin, black, crumbly coal seam, seen to the right in the low bank next to the path. This is the Moreton Banks coal. It's very thin here, but becomes thicker further south, where it's been mined. There is grey clay above and below the coal. This is called fire clay, which is the remains of the soil layers in which grew the trees and ground vegetation that formed the coal. Because this part of the Carboniferous continent was close to the equator, the climate was warm and wet, so tropical rainforest flourished. Dead plant material became trapped in stagnant swamps between river sands when the rivers in the delta changed position during floods. The water, oxygen and hydrogen were driven out of the plant remains, leaving only the carbon in coal seams.
Return to the marker stone and retrace your steps until you reach a wooden post at a path junction. Turn right towards the bottom of a quarried sandstone cliff, where you will find marker stone 7 at grid reference SE 1993-4420.